Yeah.
Mr. President?
Oh, Henry, I wanted to... I forgot to ask you about your analysis of the Killing Lies statement.
But I haven't seen the actual text yet.
Right.
So it's now that people know what's going to happen. They, a lot of them take 3 eyes on it.
Yeah, they do know,
Henry. So that they can then present that what they said caused it.
You may not have known. Kennedy said Madam Bin was in the capital.
Now, there were two reasons. One is Madam Bin was there. The second is that, of course, we've been sending him copies of our notes.
Oh, I see.
So, and that isn't anything that he hasn't said before.
Well, the fact, well, of course, that
maybe
the war, the bombing, imperils our relations, and all that stuff.
That's right. They are sending us a message today, incidentally, which I haven't seen, which we haven't received yet.
Yeah.
But they told us it's on the way.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, when the tips were down, their comments were extraordinarily restrained.
Well, I don't know what they will be sending a message about now.
Well, they might be sensitive. Well, we might have hit something. Or worse. They might just be acknowledging the message is presented.
Yeah. This is a private message.
Yeah, this is coming through New York.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't say much. I don't, if they had something vital to say, they would not say it that way. They would not say the matter is urgent.
No.
Well, like the secret said the other day, we expect this to end. Well, that was a safe thing for him to say.
Mm-hmm. So do we, don't we?
Yeah.
That's good.
That's right.
Yeah, right. Another.
You meant the bombing?
Yeah. Oh, well, we expect the bombing, yeah.
That's right. I mean, that's what I mean. So,
well, and also, they want to say that. These are their allies.
Well, with Madame Finn in town, he had to do something. But,
the other point, I told Kennedy about Johnson being informed. He said that, I said, now let's get around and inform a lot of governments to see whether they're going to inform the British and the French is okay. I don't mind that.
That's all.
But I said, under no circumstances, and if you're talking about, under no circumstances must the U.S. service be informed ever of anything again.
Absolutely.
And, you know, Alex is just likely to want to get on the horse and inform the Australians and the Koreans and all the rest of all of them.
And the British and French only because they'd be very restrained.
That's right. But I don't think anybody else.
No, I agree.
And particularly, I just want to be sure that if somebody in your shop probably can be able to watch it to be sure that they can go off on anything that is all conciliatory for the Australians. Now, they tend to be... They're going to be funny today.
Well, I'm going to...
I'll try to crack them a little on the meat court if they can see another one.
I'm going to see to it that all cables to Canberra get cleared in my office. That's the best way to be controlled of it.
Just indicate that that's what we want done.
That's right.
That's right. All cables to Canberra, that's right. And I don't want, birthday messages and all that crap. And responding to the nice or New Year's messages. No, nothing. Don't plan anything.
We'll just clear them all.
Just clear them and all let them go.
That's right. Well,
yeah.
That's something
that we want to have it put across. Yeah.
No, that was a cheap little maneuver.
Yeah, well, he went down and he went on that day. And basically, he went on the piece of the flying, but he's certainly taking Australia down a very, very dangerous path.
Well, it can't be. You know, this thing is going to end.
Even when it ends,
that's what I've
heard of. Him to imperil his relations with the United States.
Exactly.
Some of the dangerous things.
From that time on, from the minute the war in Vietnam ends, they will need us one hell of a lot more than we need them.
Right.
And for him to go to throw it out now, making grandstand plays is very, very dangerous, very stupid, too.
Yeah.
And I think if we freeze it for a few months, you'll get the message.
Freezing and
a letter to you if we told that there wouldn't be an end. I told him it was an absolute outrage that an ally of ours was putting Hanoi and us on exactly the same level and rather just an identical method. That for the effort, for this reason, we weren't going to answer it.
That's
already been reported because when Whitlopstorff heard it, he fled all over him. He said he thought I was mad at him, so I got word to him that that had come from you, not from me.
Absolutely.
I want to get a line out of it. I told him that, but it was, I'm mad, it was no interest. They ought to know that this came from you.
Okay. Well, we'll see how much Percy stands up. He won't.
Well, he said he would. I think what Percy wants.